What role does money play? Money is nothing, but a lot of money is something different. In the most different cultural communities, pessimists would argue that the major value of money is overrated. Optimists would stand by their opinion that money is not everything, but clearly very necessary to acquire everything that comes afterwards. The following intellectual pastime focuses for 6 minutes on the roles money and respectively salaries play in our lives. When does money really motivate us? What is the real value and meaning behind salaries? Especially when considering the different business mentalities and culturally different regions. Money is the point Archimedes was seeking to move the world of its hinges. Money is the sixth sense we all should have to make full use of the remaining five. Money is a profound and motivating argument. This is validated by those in society who continue to make more and more money. By example, ordinary millionaires who strive to become billionaires. Money also defines work relationships when paying salaries. A workplace which only brings in money is not a recommendable one. From a short-term perspective, however, an attractive salary can be used as bait when fishing for management talents. Although, it must be clear that a financially lucrative salary is just of temporary character. Money binds and holds management talents for only a limited period of time. Independent from its size and structure, salary can be best regarded as a premium fare for your presence, including an expiring date. Low salaries, of course, could be demotivating. But this does not necessarily mean that a high salary is of reverse effect. Throughout a professional career, salaries will go through a development or change phase. With such things as career promotion, change of job, function or an employer, not only salaries differ, but also common interests, objectives and visions. Language, diction and the wording we use will also have an effect. Interestingly, we find that we may no longer be sufficiently united by common interests with our former teammates and management colleagues, simply exemplified by no longer laughing about the same jokes. Is it possible that the increased salary grade now puts us out of touch with our former colleagues? The causal connection that better or more valuable performance directly relates to a higher salary is not compulsory. Nevertheless, performance is more often recognized as a status symbol within our society and a driving factor of our management generation. It seems today that performance is celebrated like a victory against human phlegm. Following a quotation by Chinese philosopher Zheng Zi and the pupil of Confucius, "To get a high salary and to deliver no adequate performance is a steal." In China, they often and willingly speak about money. But China also is a good example for what is en vogue. This implies talking about today and not recognizing the yesteryears. Many streets in China are paved with culture, whereas many streets of other cities are covered with asphalt. This, at times, could be the Chinese impression of the world. From a European point of view, they are often perceived as the cradle of all cultures. China has experienced dramatic change as a result of its recent management generation. Could a similar change take place in Europe in the next management generation? Economists often claim that the market regulates salaries through supply and demand. However, the market does not always promote social fairness. As referenced by Sir Winston Churchill, the market ignores every individual's right to a decent education and culture. In a transparent generation, it is implied that everyone knows everything about associated costs and rewards. But values appear to be ignored. A certain level of cultural intelligence is required to accept the constantly changing environment in which we act. It is naive to think that individual behavior will change simply by displacing a professional in a new cultural environment. We must be aware of our key quality characteristics and make attempts to both use and cultivate them along with our nonverbal behavior. Aligned with this thought, striving for more money is just a short-term mannerism. What you are really worth befalls you. Let us hope that someday when archaeologists search for relics of our management generation, they find more than salary statements and rankings of the super rich. Wolfgang Döll.